for now, I'd like to bring us into sort of a prayer, asking, meditation, reflection for us to be quiet together so we can take this in and maybe receive some answers. Okay. And then we'll open it up for more of a conversation. Okay. All right. So just again, let ourselves breathe. Let ourselves be easy. And just sit, or if you want to lie down as you listen to this, whatever is comfortable, just assume the posture that works for you. Take your time. I'm feeling so grateful that this spirit, this inner wisdom, is really sharing these ideas with us and giving us the answers and the solutions we need. However, we still have this experience in front of us. And so for these moments we're gonna have together, we're gonna come off the screen and into the mind, into our hearts. And just join together in a willingness. I'm ready to see this in a different way. I'm ready to understand what you would teach me, Spirit, about this situation, this experience. I know that my way of seeing is limited. And also that it has not given me peace. I still seem to go into fear and worry and doubt and confusion. So I know there's got to be another way. There has to be another way. There has to be another way. And together we are giving our willingness to experience this other way. Not in an intellectual sort of way, but in a way that truly resonates for us and our hearts, that we are convinced of its truth because it comes from within. It's the voice that reminds us, that is calling us, like the father to the prodigal son. Perhaps the son forgot his father, but the father never forgot him. He thought about him every day and every night and prayed for him and wished that he be well and wished that he be safe and also was open for his return. So we too are like the prodigal sons and daughters. We've wandered. We've wandered and wandered. And we're tired. We're ready to come home. Coming home is not a physical space. It is a place of remembering. Remembering who I am. Right now, right here. Remembering who we are, right now, right here. If I am created by love, and that is my creator, and that is my true identity, and that is the true identity of my brothers and sisters everywhere, then I want to see that. I want to know that. Please show me that. That is what I long for. To know that no matter what it seems to be, even in the experience of this body, no matter what it seems to be in the experience of all the other bodies around me, I am, they are, we are, still love. Love can only create love. There is no opposite to love. Love can only create love. There is no opposite to love. It is said that when we remember the truth will set us free. Set us free from the prison of fear. So, dear Father, Mother, Creator, inner wisdom, peace, love, Krishna, Durga, Allah, Jesus, whatever our belief systems might be in our source, please help us remember. Please send us experiences that help to convince our mind that we are still love, we are still loved, and we are loving. Please send us all the experiences we need again and again and again, because we need to unlearn what fear has taught us, and anger and hatred and guilt. Those have been our teachers. But now we're tired of this. We want this other way. So please help us learn what you would teach us so that we may also teach that through our demonstration, through our experiences to all our brothers and sisters throughout this world. We bring all of these experiences to the love and light. Every experience to this, leaving nothing outside. We want to remember who we are. We want to wake up. I want to remember who I am. Whatever thoughts, images, ideas, whatever comes up, just bring it into this love and light. We're not here to fix or change or really do anything more than bring this into this love and light and remember and allow ourselves to be reminded. The voice of love does not command, it does not demand. It simply gently reminds us of that oneness, that beautiful song of oneness we knew and cherished and heard and sang together and celebrated. That song is still here. It's still within us. Let us listen together. Let us listen and sing this song together and strengthen it in each other. For this is our Creator's will for us, and our will for ourselves, and for all our brothers and sisters. Let's just be together for a few moments here. Just breathing, remembering, listening. We don't have to push anything away. Whatever seems to arise in the mind, allow it. Like clouds passing through the sky. Remember, we are the sky, not the clouds. When you feel ready, we're just going to continue to gather. If you feel called to just stay in this space, that's totally okay. And if you feel you'd like to share and express, you can do that as well.